And it is time for our report from Coffeeville Friends of Animals, brought to you by Magnolia Scents by Design. And joining us on the line, we have Becky Barnhart from CFA. Good morning, Becky. How you doing? Hey.
Much appreciated and needed, right?
Oh, it sure is. So yeah, it keeps coming on down. I checked the world famous indoor KGGF rain gauge. It's at 3/10 of an inch so far.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's climbing. So.
It's a climbing. That's good. Well, I have some kind of, I think, pretty terrific news to share to start off. Happy news. Number one, it's adoptions. We've had some adoptions this past week, and it just thrills us to death, especially when they've been animals that have been with us for a while. And I've spoken about Momo before. She's the sibling of Jojo. And she was adopted this week by a lovely family. I think there were three or four little kids running around. So Momo was adopted by a lovely family also. But Bluey is the one that I took to the library, and she was so well behaved and seemed to really enjoy being around children. She was adopted by a family that had three or four kids. So it's a perfect solution for Bluey. She's got lots of friends, and they're going to grow up with a great dog. And the other adoption we had this week was Echo. So Echo was adopted by a couple that have experience with huskies, and I think that's very important because we have found out that these huskies are escape artists. They don't like to stay home. They're wonderful. Their temperament's wonderful, and they're intelligent. And that's probably why they're in trouble all the time.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that worked out, because, yeah, you got to have someone who knows a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And they also had another husky at home. So that should maybe help. I don't know. But anyway, three great adoptions that happened this week. Another wonderful thing, I think, for the shelter is we have decided on a shelter dog, Goldie. Goldie came in, and as you all remember, Tucker became very ill, and so we no longer have our Tucker with us. But this gal is going to be wonderful. She is a beautiful 6-year-old mix. She is a Shelby Collie sheepdog mix. she's just beautiful, and she's got this gorgeous coat. It's a kind of an orange and white in color. 6 years old, as I said, her temperament is wonderful. She's already figured out how to greet people when they come in. She has really good manners. She sits when she's told. She loves to play fetch. And how we received Goldie was an older couple was starting to have health issues. And they'd had her since she was a puppy, but they couldn't handle her any longer. They're having to move to, I'm assuming it's assisted living apartment because it was an apartment. So Goldie wasn't allowed to go with them. It was a very tearful, sad surrender by these people. But, you know, they did the right thing because they knew that we would take very good care of her and find her a home. She's done so well at the shelter, though, that we've just decided to make her shelter girl right now, and I think that will be the way it is. She's already made one appearance with Danny. We had a lady that contacted us that years ago, apparently, there was an organization in Coffeeville, and I think they called it the Coffeeville Humane Society, but it has disbanded, and it's no longer incorporated or any of those things, but they had some funds in their bank account. One of the ladies has moved back, whose name was on the account, contacted us and said, we would like to send this fund on to your organization. So Danny met the lady yesterday. It was wonderful. We received $600 from this organization, and thank you so very much for passing it forward, and that's what they did. They passed it forward, and Goldie was in attendance. So please go to our Facebook page, go to CFA, and there's a really beautiful picture of Goldie that's on there. And you'll be seeing more and more of her as time goes, because she will be our representative. So that's good news. And the other good news is we still have some great animals out there that are looking for their forever home. And I quickly this morning went to our Facebook page just to see what videos are there. So the ones that I mentioned, there are videos of these dogs walking with our volunteer, Will. Will is great. He comes out 2 or 3 times a week. He walks with these dogs. He's working with their manners, with commands. So it's a win-win for these dogs. Rex, we talked about Rex. He's our yellow lab. He is two years old. He is a great guy, just hasn't found the right home. Snickers, she's beautiful. She's already fixed. And most of these dogs I'm talking about today are already sponsored. We kind of spoke about that last week. That means that their adoption fee has been paid for by someone else. Some of them are already fixed. If they're already fixed, they can go home with you the day that, you know, that you decide this is what you want for your family. So we also have Barney, and we have Bart, and Curly, and Grumbles. And they're all great dogs. These are really cute, cute videos. Grumbles is a smaller little terrier mix. He talks to you when you're around him, and it does sound like he's grumbling, but, you know, he's really a sweet, sweet boy. Curly is beautiful, kind of a border collie mix. And Bart is just a little, like a lab mix. No, he's not. He's brown. He's brown in color. So I'm getting him mixed up with Barney. Barney's our little lab mix. These are all wonderful dogs. It just hasn't happened that they found the right placement. But we're sure it's going to happen. We have some neat cats. We have Mo is a kitten that came in, a little gray kitten. He's a little boy. He's less than a year old. Garfield, our little girl, long-haired yellow, she is beautiful. And she's very, very kind and sweet, and she wants to be held. If someone's looking for a lap kitty cat, Garfield is perfect. And then the last cat that we have right now is Tot. Tot was rescued from Sonic. She's a gray striped girl. Again, great personality, very lovable. So we have three really wonderful cats, and I would still call them kittens because they're under a year available. Some of our new animals that have come in is Lily. Lily came in. She's a border collie mix. Little timid right now. She's a little scared. She's not been with us very long. We estimate her age to be 8 to 9 months old. Like I said, she's that black and white pretty border collie. Big Boy has come to visit us, and he's been with us now long enough to be placed in adoption. He's 2 years old. He's a gray pit bull. He's very, very sweet. He's big. You know, he's just that typical, beautiful, built body that they have, but he's just as good as he can be. So that's just a few that I have mentioned. I know it sounds like I've talked about them, but, hey, they're with us, and they're looking for that ever home, so we will continue to talk about them. Our hours, we're there 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we're there from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Call out, leave a message if you want to make a special appointment. Danny is fabulous about coming out and trying to meet people. Had a stray come in this week. Thought maybe I better mention the stray. He was running around the elementary school and obviously loves children, but we'd sure like to get him back home. Go to Facebook and you see a picture of him. He's a young dog, brown in color. Danny took a picture of him with his tongue sticking out. He said that's why he got in trouble, because he stuck his tongue out at the teacher. So kind of tried to make some fun with the situation. But always remember, and I heard a gentleman call in yesterday that was talking about his dog had disappeared. And I hope, you know, those people remember to always call the shelter and give us that information also. So if a dog does come in, we can, you know, reunite them with their owner that much faster. So
yeah, that is a great reminder there.
Yes, because, you know, that's what we're there for, is to keep these animals safe that are running the streets and hopefully get them reclaimed as quickly as possible. The only other reminder I guess I have today is don't forget about the flea and tick season that's starting, and make sure you've got your animals up to date on their heartworms and their fleas and their ticks, and keep all the nasty little critters off of our babies.
Yes. Sometimes it's always flea and tick season. I mean, I found ticks on January 1st last year. So,
you never know. No, and I just treat my babies just all year long, and that way it's in a routine and it doesn't hurt them. And so that's probably the best way to do. But anyway, we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and if you want to come out and volunteer, walk the dogs, play with the cats, fold laundry, we are more than happy to give you something to do. And we've had some more great donations coming in. If anyone wants to help us out, we need bleach always, Dawn detergent always. We are always in need of, right now, dry dog food. Puppy and adult would be wonderful. Cat food we're good on right now because our population is low, so we are doing great with the cat food. So thank you again to everyone who comes out and leaves us donations, because it's We've got people that'll do it on a monthly basis. It's just fantastic.
Excellent. Well, Becky, that's a great report there, and I hope that folks can stop by and see you. Check out all the good things happening at Coffeyville Friends of Animals.
Okay. Thank you so much, James.
All right. Looking forward to talking with you next week.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care. That is Becky Barnard of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Of course, this report brought to you by the folks at Magnolia Sense by Design. In addition, want to remind you that Open Line brought to you in part by the folks at Mason's Plumbing. Mason's Plumbing now serving Coffeyville and the surrounding area. And at Mason's Plumbing, service is their priority. You can visit them online at masonsplumbingok.com. Again, they are expanding from the Bartlesville area. They're now serving Coffeyville. Of course, if you're in Bartlesville, they'll help you out as well with fast service at Mason's Plumbing. More to come, including a check of our auction guide, our dining guide, that's straight ahead. And, of course, more of your calls as Open Line continues.